Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:09. It is a Wednesday. Chad Hartman is off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Want to learn more about this crash that I'm sure you guys have seen on social media at this point. Yesterday, the video was all over the place. The video is just absolutely horrifying. Airplane blows up, black smoke everywhere, all over the community of Louisville, people having to evacuate for miles and miles around. When there is this type of thing, I like to get the expertise of a person who knows a lot about the aviation industry. I have Scott Hamilton on the line. He's with Liam News. He's a longtime consultant. Scott and I used to talk quite a bit when I was working in Seattle and covering Boeing, because he's also an expert on Boeing. But Scott, you have taken quite a look at this particular crash in Louisville, and you have some thoughts. So I'm curious, what do you think from what you've seen so far?
Well, we don't know more than we do know, obviously, at this stage of the game. But what we do know is that the number one engine separated from the airplane during its takeoff roll at least at a point that in the aviation lexicon is called V1, where you're committed to a takeoff. You can't abort your takeoff at that point. You have to continue. And then looking very closely at the videos, it looks like the number two engine on the MD-11, which is a tail-mounted engine, may have suffered what's called a compressor stall, basically like a backfire that you would have on your car. And we don't know at this stage if that compressor stall was meaningful or not and might have contributed to the accident. So the National Transportation Safety Board is arriving on scene in Louisville today, if they are not there already, with that engine that was separated and by the runway. They should be able to tell pretty quickly why that engine came apart, or did it have a catastrophic failure that blew the engine apart, which then ruptured the fuel tank and set the plane on fire, and perhaps or not ruptured hydraulic systems, which also would have contributed to the accident. But there's just so much we don't know.
Sure, sure. And I think yesterday in particular, when people read this and saw what had happened and just saw this dramatic footage I want you to sort this out. I think everyone's minds automatically went to, oh God, I wonder if there's anything to do with the air traffic controllers and the government shutdown. And even though this is a UPS airplane, not a commercial airplane, but that does not appear to be the case in any way, shape, or form, right?
No, there's no nexus whatsoever. So any narrative along that line should be immediately discarded.
And so taking a look at this particular crash, and you've compared it to some other crashes that a lot of people who are listening right now might remember. What are the similarities to some of those other high-profile crashes?
Yeah, and as I get to describe those, don't draw any conclusions, but there are similarities. Back in 1979, I think it was, a DC-10 crashed at Chicago O'Hare Airport after losing its left-hand engine, and the MD-11 is a derivative of the DC-10. And that engine separated because of a faulty maintenance procedure that American Airlines was using, which had been approved, by the way, by the FAA, and it turned out to be an improper procedure. The engine separated, and as it separated from the wing, it's designed to go up and over the wing, and the hydraulic lines in the leading edge were severed. And at that time, there were no stoppers in the hydraulic lines, and the hydraulic fluid just drained from the left side and allowed the slats to retract, and the wing stalled and the plane crashed. Well, people look at this and see something similar, except for the fact that after that DC-10 crash, there were stoppers installed, which were supposed to stop any drainage of the fluid.
Sure.
That said, when a United Airlines DC-10 had an emergency crash landing in Sioux City, Iowa, after what's called a fan disc at the front of the number two engine, that's the tail engine, separated, the fragments from that severed all of the hydraulic lines in the tail of the airplane where there weren't stoppers back there. The stoppers had been installed at the leading edge of the wing because of the American crash. So is that something that happened with this UPS airplane?
One of the things that had come out yesterday was that there had been a delay for maintenance on that number one engine. Do you know anything more about that?
Well, first off, I've seen those reports, but I haven't seen them come from an authoritative source, so I don't know if those reports are correct or not. And even if they are, I don't know anything about what the maintenance might have been, because I haven't seen any information, authoritative or not, on what the maintenance delay may have been.
Do you know how old this plane was? Does the age play a factor here?
Yeah, the plane was delivered in 1991, so it's one of the very earliest MD-11s, which first entered service in 1990. And it was powered by a General Electric CF6 engine. The age should have nothing to do with it, provided the maintenance was all properly done, and UPS has a sterling reputation for performing maintenance on its airplanes. So that's clearly going to be something that the NTSB looks at, as the maintenance record on the airplane and the engine.
Has there been any discussion about this, that it could possibly have been some kind of an attack?
Not that I've seen, but as a matter of just routine investigations, the FBI participates in the initial look into any accident to determine whether or not there was a criminal activity involved. And if it appears that there was not, then the FBI steps out and the NTSB continues entirely on its own, with the cooperation of the airline and the Boeing in this case, and GE in this case.
We're hearing from Scott Hamilton. He is with Liam News. He is an aviation expert, talking specifically about this just awful, awful-looking plane crash that happened in Louisville yesterday. Scott, while I do have you on the line, can you talk a little bit about the government shutdown and the air traffic controllers? And do you see them at some point being the difference maker in this government shutdown?
Well, It's hard to say if they would become, quote, the difference. Secretary of the Department of Transportation, Sean Duffy, has said that if the government shutdown continues for another week, he's going to start closing airspace. He didn't identify, to my knowledge, where in the country that he would close the airspace, because the controllers are walking off the job down in Houston. TSA people just walked out, and now you had four-hour lines to get through security. We've had Los Angeles Airport, Orlando, Newark, have to do ground stops because of controller shortages. And it's he just hasn't said where he would shut down local airspace if this continues for another week.
Scott Hamilton with Liam News. Scott, thanks so much for helping shed some light on both these situations, both pretty important things to talk about today. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
All right, we come back here. News Talk 830 WCCO. We are going to talk about something that maybe a lot of you out there are experiencing right now, credit card delinquency and debt, and the states where that delinquency is increasing the most. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
News Talk 830 WCCO. The time is 2:23. The theme music of the day is blue because it was a big night for the Democrats last night.
Seemed to do fairly well.
So that's what's going on with the theme. By the way, we did a whole hour on the election and what I think was a surprise in St. Paul. We talked to Tom Hauser. We got into some of the municipal school decisions that were on there and property taxes. You'd like to go back and listen to that. They'll be able to do that on the podcast.
You can do it right now if you want. I mean, wait till 3 o'clock.
Yeah, please listen to what we have to say now.
No, you don't need to listen to Jason. Except for Derek Shelton.
You do need to listen to Jason because he's got the new Twins manager on.
That should be good.
I'm gonna be honest, which you would expect nothing else from. By the way, those of you who are just joining us, Chad's off today. This is Chris Eggert with Channel 5. I fill in here from time to time.
You better be honest, Mr. TV News boy.
I am. That's what my whole job is to be honest. I didn't and don't generally care about the World Series. Unless the Twins are in it. When the last time that happened, I was a boy. And I was really into it. And
that's
I probably still have my hanger, Homer Hanky somewhere. But
are you a baseball guy in general?
I like going to a couple Twins games a year.
Okay, that's fair. I understand why you wouldn't care about the World Series. To be honest, I am a baseball guy.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch as much of it as I normally would.
Yep.
Honestly, it didn't bother me.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get to see it, because as a non-ball guy, what happened Saturday night was like nothing. It was, I was like, oh my God, I should be watching this all the time. This is the most incredible game I've ever seen.
My wife wanted to finish the newest season of The Diplomat Saturday night. So I said, fine, that's okay. Checking my phone as, yeah, time went on. It's okay. Got to flip on the game, ninth inning. I got the good stuff.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
the good stuff.
You got to see the end of what will probably go down as one of the games for the ages.
Yeah. Caught a lot of the 18-inning game. Didn't make it up for all 18, but.
Yeah. That was what night was that, the 18-inning one?
Asking me to do my, I was told.
Yeah,
to
I don't remember. Math. It was the middle of the week, I think.
Tuesday or Wednesday,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it was the middle of the week. Well, that'll be fun, though. And my whole point of that was seeing in baseball like that, and you're like, wow, I'm energized. Like, I am into baseball now. And then when the Twins announced the new manager, and again, he's going to be on a little bit later, got a tough job to do.
Yeah, he does.
Got a very tough job to do.
Be honest, I was cheering for the Dodgers, even though that's not something that should be said, probably. I was a little bit of a Dodger fan as a kid.
I respect an organization that knows what it's doing, and you can get into the payroll thing, and you could go way down the rabbit hole on that, and compared to where, you know, the Twins fall into that. But I respect a good program, no matter what. And
yeah.
If it's the Dodgers, and it's because they spent
all the money,
bajillion dollars to make it happen.
Still winning.
Not mad at
them.
That's
a good thing. You know, I think the Game 7 viewership I was reading about last night, I want to say it was 25 million people.
It was like the most watched
in the U.S.
time.
But Canada, half the country.
Oh, wow.
Half the country tuned in to Game 7.
Well, yeah. And what?
Watch those beloved Jays.
What else are you going to do up there?
Exactly. Make some more syrup? Come on.
I would regularly go to Blue Jays games because we, growing up, we'd always come here. I mean, it was, you know. Our vacation was coming to the cities.
The big city.
Coming to the cities for a week and taking in some baseball.
Now you could do that in Sioux Falls, the biggest city in the country. Another callback.
At least according to one of the texters. But we had relatives over in the Toronto area. And again, vacation when I was growing up and what our socioeconomic status was vacation meant going to some relative's house somewhere,
yep,
and staying with them and then doing little sorties into the
little excursions
into the city. And so Toronto was one of the places, and Toronto was a fun place to watch ball game. It's cool. You're right there next to it's the Rogers Center now, but the ballpark that was there before was called something else. And it's
pre Sky Dome.
Yeah.
Pre-Rogers
it's
Center.
Right under the, it's right under the CN Tower, which is this really cool tower, and yeah, it's. I kind of wanted them to win. Small ball, underdog.
I'm an America First kind of guy, but that's fine.
Wow!
Cheer for those other countries. Go ahead.
Haven't we done enough with the tariffs?
Well, apparently, we might be seeing those undone. We'll see what the court.
Yeah,
says.
Yeah. I just should mention that the Supreme Court, the hearing, our hearing. Arguments about that today as we speak, or a little bit earlier today. I teased that we want to talk about credit card debt. Yay! What a fun thing to talk about. But the reality is there are a lot of people who are hurting right now, and what you want to blame on it with grocery prices or tariffs or this, that, or whatever it might be. I think there's about 100,000 different factors. But the reality is credit card debt is growing for a lot of people. And, David, you caught this article this morning from Wallet Hub, which is a financially type website.
They've got a list for everything.
They do a lot of lists. Generally speaking, Minnesota is usually represented pretty well on these Wallet Hub things. Best city, best place. I think Wallet Hub just had us on as like best place to retire a couple of days ago. Well, apparently it's also the best place to have credit cards delinquent.
Oh, good for us.
We're top of the list.
As far as the rising rate in delinquencies, right?
Yes. We are top of the list.
That's not good.
That's not good at all. And I'm moderately surprised about some of the other states that are on this list. What's 50th is Florida. They're paying their off their credit cards down there.
Well, either that or they were already all delinquent.
Yeah, that's also a good point.
That's kind of how I took it, is Minnesota probably was doing rather well on this list if you just like looked at overall delinquencies, but all of a sudden you get a couple years of inflation and income's not keeping up with inflation.
Yeah.
You know, the rate goes up. All
couple
of a sudden we're near the
7-8 property tax increases.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, we see... How many years have we seen the statistic about people across the country that live check to check?
Right.
You know, 50, 60% of us.
Yeah.
Well, you get a couple of years of prices going up. Eventually it catches up and check to check ain't good enough anymore.
No, nope, it's got to go somewhere. If you're a government worker, then you're not getting a paycheck. What are you going to do? You got to go to your credit card, right? I'd go to the bank. I'm sure you've saved up a lot. I mean, it's... Despite what some of you out there were texting earlier about people paying off their houses, and I don't think everyone's in that position.
No,
and this shows it. So Minnesota, top of the list in increasing credit card delinquency. Iowa number two, Kansas, Sodak number four, Ohio number five, Colorado number six. Mississippi, number seven, New Hampshire, Arkansas, Michigan.
A lot of the middle of the country represented there. That's interesting.
Yeah. If I were smart enough to be able to draw some kind of conclusion why this particular list seems very Midwest-centered, for the most part, New Hampshire's an outlier there, but...
Mississippi,
too.
A little out.
Yeah. But, sorry to... you guys... anybody out there want to talk about that? I know it's not exactly the most fun thing to...
So how delinquent are you? No, that's not a good one. But, I mean...
I think there needs to be some... Well, it goes to the point of the contrast to this being this argument that the economy's fine, things are fine, because Wall Street is just crushing.
Yes.
And it is.
All the big pros, the big wheelers and dealers on Wall Street looking at big old bonuses. That was in the news this morning. Great year for them.
Optimism going into 2025. Everyone's year-end bonuses, which will be doled out early next year, are going up. It's according to projections published Wednesday from something called the Johnson Associates. Strong revenue growth, improved business performance, a third consecutive year of rising stock market should lift the pay across all the finance jobs for a second year in a row. So somebody out there making some money.
Yeah.
And not having any problems with credit card delinquency. Probably going to pay off their house. they probably live in a world where, these day-to-day things, like what happens if I lose my job? That's not their concern.
They probably got two or three homes. Perhaps they haven't paid off any of them, though.
Perhaps.
Got to worry about that.
It's it gets back to this thing that I know so many people, you can't ignore this sort of everyone's over here, rich people over there, the rest of us over here.
The 1% have this much of the nation's money.
I don't know. It's depressing. And I don't begrudge the rich people for getting rich and being rich. I'm not mad at them. Congratulations. We live in a world where things aren't always fair.
Well, it's capitalism. It's not meant to be fair.
Right.
And this is our system, and there's always going to be winners and losers. And you hope there's many, many, many more winners than there are losers, but at the end of the day, there's going to be people on the top and going to be people on the bottom. I think the most frustrating thing for most people is there's a very select group of people at the top, and they are way up
at the top.
And more people seem to be trickling toward the bottom for the rest of that 98%.
Yeah, not much of the middle class is Mm-hmm. If you guys listening right now could see
all
that.
Yeah, they could see the hand movements you're doing.
You could see the gestures I'm making. I'm like seeing in my head charts and tables. But that wouldn't be very good radio.
You're like beautiful I'm sorry, I'm a TV, here.
I'm a TV guy. I'm thinking visually, and then I got to realize that nobody's...
Where's my graphic?
Nobody's actually watching. They're listening right now. Did you guys hear? Did you hear? It might snow this weekend.
Why are you doing this?
It might snow. And it's definitely going to get cold. And Dave has found a fantastic list of things that you can do to help to keep your house warmer.
Without turning up the furnace.
That's the key. We will have that when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. I cannot hear this song.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I'm sure many of you out there of a certain age cannot hear Blue Oyster Cult and not think of the More Cowbell skit from Saturday Night Live.
It's top five.
I mean, the second, and it's such a great song, too. The second the song kicked in, and I immediately the mind goes to the Will Ferrell.
Yes. Cowbell up above his head with the shirt that's just a little bit too small and his gut hanging out. Christopher Walken, the producer, Bruce Dickinson.
Need more cowbell.
I got a fever. We all know it.
God, so good. So good. It took me a sec on the connection to the blue on that one.
Sometimes it's the band.
Yep. Took me a sec. So
see that?
Nice job. I'm sorry to bring you guys down that last segment.
Really, the whole hour so far has been a downer. Thanks for that.
It's what I do. By the way, this is Chris. I do the news over at Channel 5.
Catch me on Minnesota
Live. If you're wondering where Chad's off. I generally, 1 hour a day, I'm bringing a more lighthearted tone to what's going on in the world or Minnesota from 9 to 10 on Minnesota Live. But generally speaking, in the morning on the morning news,
They give you all the negative stories, and Megan does like the birth of puppies.
As I had a former news director once say to me, we don't do stories about the planes that land.
You could. Viewership might not be so great.
Let's lighten it up a little bit and talk about that there's a possibility for snow this weekend. First snow. There's always a little giddiness, right? You look out, there's the flakes. You're like, oh, maybe not. You're just like, oh, God.
No.
Don't start this. It's not going to be anything major. If anything, it's just be a couple flakes. So don't, you know.
Not going to hang around. We're not going to snarl up your Saturday afternoon.
No. Some of my neighbors have put those stakes in their yards already.
Oh, please.
And I'm like, yeah, come on, pump the brake. First of all, we still have leaves to remove. You can't be putting those things down willy-nilly with leaves still up on the trees. How are you going to rake around them?
And then you go over and break them in half and throw them in their yard?
Get out of here with this garbage. So it is going to get colder, though, and that's going to stick in for a couple days. So just know that. It's going to be cold. It's going to be kind of cloudy and just So Dave Harrigan, being the wonderful producer and always thinking of the listener, the audience, the customer, the fan, he wanted to pass along some tips that he found on the internet from a reputable source of ways to be warmer without having to turn up the thermostat.
Yes, it's expensive to turn up that furnace.
As we've established, we're trying to save money. Some of us are hurting a little bit. So here it is, and I can't wait to hear what you guys think. And maybe you have your own tips for how to stay warm around the house without turning up the thermostat. Somebody's mad we're already talking about snow. Talking text line 651-461-9226. I'd rather have you talk about airplanes that crashed before you mention snow. Wow, that seems a little bit much.
Tough.
All right, so here we go. Here are these fantastic tips.
Let's get into it.
All right, first one, bring out the wool socks.
Oh.
Never thought of that.
Good idea. So you get cold feet, perhaps. You got the bad circulation. You get the chilly feet in the winter. Put on some thick
socks.
Warm
socks. Who would have thought of that? Check your insulation. So you're supposed to just, when the first time it gets cold, just go down to Menards and grab yourself a bunch of the old fiberglass insulation.
Well, you got to check it first. So you climb up into the attic. Bring your ruler. You know, see how thick you are.
You have to do the probe.
Yep.
You have to do the probe.
You got to probe. You maybe cut open a wall, see how it's doing in the walls.
Another great piece of advice when you're cold, put your blinds in heat mode. This one really blew.
I don't think my blinds have heat mode.
Yeah, yeah. All it really means is to open up your windows to the ones that face where the sun is, because that'll warm your house up, in case you guys hadn't thought of that.
Well, then, what do you do in the summer when it's hot out and it might be getting warm in the house? Is there a cool mode?
Maybe you just close the blinds and the curtains?
Well, no, that can't be it. That can't be right.
That was speculation.
I've been a homeowner for many years.
That was speculation.
Consider that.
I apologize. Keep the oven door open after cooking.
What if you're not cooking? Can I still keep the oven door open, and will that help?
That is not a very good thing to do, no.
Can I keep it open while cooking?
No.
Only after.
Only after.
How long after cooking should one keep it open, Chris?
Oddly enough, this...
And does it matter the temperature I was cooking at?
Wonderful article, by the way, which was posted by Southern Living... Which might explain a couple of things.
Well, if there's anybody who knows cold temperatures, it's the folks in the South.
Southern Living, they know it. Seal any drafts.
So I shouldn't let cold air come into the house as much as possible?
That's what I'm ascertaining from this article.
Because I always like to just keep a window open so I'm getting fresh air.
Yeah, you're going to want to seal that.
Huh.
You're going to want to close that window.
Okay.
Layer your bedding.
Layer it, you say.
One of my favorite things ever in this world is fleece bedding. When the weather begins to cool off and you're needing some extra heat inside, consider swapping your bedding for fleece sheets or layer your bed with extra blankets.
Now, is that you speaking or the article?
I was reading it right from the article.
Oh, see, I thought you were speaking of the virtues of fleece bedding. This is coming from the folks at Southern Living. They are into fleece.
Lay down rugs.
That's... Now, hold on. I'm still stuck on bedding here. You're telling me an extra blanket will do the trick.
And when you combine that with the wool socks that have already been suggested at the beginning of this article, you, my friend, are going to be warm. And you do not have to turn up the thermostat.
Do I keep the blinds in heat mode at night, too?
WCCO Talking Text Line, I'm loving your feedback for us on this one. Stick with your day jobs, boys. Don't leave them for comedy. We're not trying to do comedy. We're just reading an article that exists and wanted to run through it with you guys.
You're a TV news guy. You should be used to these. You have to report on these things like three times a day, don't you?
Don't even. No.
Come on.
Put the air in the tires.
Throw the producers under the bus.
Make sure and put gas in the car. Pack a winter safety kit. Ugh. If I had a quarter for every one of those I had to read in the last 30 years. All right. So there's an interesting thing floating around right now about a way to keep your teen driver, your young driver, your grandkid, your kids safe while they're on the roads and how they're learning the process of driving. And I think you guys might find this pretty interesting. We'll talk about it when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 2:54 and time for the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to upgrade your windows with Infinity by Marvin. Installation labor 50% off through November 30th.
Nice. How about that? I was thinking about you today when I looked out the window into my backyard.
And you saw the leaves?
2 days after mowed it and mulched it.
Yep. And they were all back again, weren't they? We talked about that on Monday. That was fun. I got to run something by here.
Okay.
So there's a story that's floating around that some families with young drivers have come up with a way to get them to not be focused on their phone and more focused on driving.
All right. I like it.
Which I think is a valuable, smart thing. It's an odd way to teach this.
Okay. What's the move?
They're having them drive stick shifts.
Ah, brilliant. Because you got your hand is occupied. You can't really...
Yep.
That's or pretty smart.
Or it's ridiculously dangerous because the kid is still going to text.
Still
anyway.
Going to do it. They'll figure it out. You got a knee on the steering wheel. You got a foot on the clutch. A hand. It's doable.
I kind of like the idea.
I think it's smart. Do you know how to drive stick?
Yeah.
I was never taught.
Yep.
And I think I could, but I don't know for sure.
You could. The challenge with it is if you've got any kind of landscape and you've got hills, that's the problem.
I sometimes go back. Like my car had, I had like a Volkswagen that had the Tiptronic little, or whatever you call it. Where my car now you can use the buttons.
Paddles or
not
whatever.
Not quite the same. You don't have to hit the clutch. But
no, that's the same theory.
Same idea anyway.
The rollback is the thing I think that would be and in a wintry place like here.
It's hard. Kids in the phone, it's hard. It's hard stuff. Did you ever wreck a car when you were a kid?
I did. I caused an act of small, but I never like wrecked a car.
Yeah. You know? I caused an accident. I mean, according to the ticket I got, but the other driver didn't show up in court. So officially, I've never caused
officially,
an
officially
accident.
Nothing happened.
I got cited for something called failure to yield to oncoming traffic, which is a legal way of saying I turned left on a yellow and the other car didn't stop when I thought they were going to stop.
Ouch.
I was on the way to the homecoming dance
yeah.
in my dad's station wagon with my date in the front seat, and all my friends thought I was getting little homecoming action. But yeah. in fact, I was in the backseat of a squad car in the pouring rain.
You are not getting action.
Nope.
Jason has a new Twins manager coming up.
Yes, 4:35, full hour. Turns out his wife hosted like a TV show on food.
Wow.
How about that? So we'll talk about that, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.